This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope today is going to be a good day. Now, if you've ever read the Bible, you will have seen many statements or read statements by Jesus. Some actual Bibles have his words printed in red, so it's easier to actually see what he said. Now, there are many wonderful statements, but I think there's one that he said that's probably, to me anyway, the hardest statement that Jesus made. It's because, if we take it seriously, it means it's very difficult to put into practice. Now, what am I talking about? Well, here it is. And today and tomorrow I want to talk about this. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 34, these words, "Don't worry about tomorrow, it'll take care of itself." Now, sounds simple, doesn't it? It's not difficult to read and understand what Jesus meant. Don't worry about tomorrow, it'll take care of itself. But actually the point is, how do you put it into practice every day? It sort of goes against our natural thinking, being worried and concerned. Or at least it does for me. Isn't it true that Jesus wants us to enjoy life? Yes, there are many pleasures that God has given us. For example, simple things like the taste buds, that we can enjoy food. It's a simple thing. He wants us to enjoy some of the things in life. If there's an enemy in our lives to pleasure and enjoyment, I think it would have to be this thing called worry. Now, some translations of the Bible put this verse 34 of Matthew 6 this way, being anxious, that's the way they put it, don't be anxious. Now, it's amazing how much we worry in this life. Even we know deep down it doesn't accomplish anything. We just keep on worrying. I read the little poem that summarizes the way that a lot of us go through life. Worry never climbed a hill, it never paid a bill. Worry never dried a tear, it never calmed a fear. Worry never fixed a heel, worry never cooked a meal. Worry never composed a song to sing. Actually, worry never did a worthwhile thing. We know that. But in spite of that, we become anxious and we worry. And I think it would be interesting to look up that word worry in the dictionary. So I looked at what's called the Webster's 10th Congealate Dictionary. And before they give you a definition of the word, they give you a background to where that came from. And it's quite shocking to find out what our English word worry actually comes from. It comes from an old German word spelt W-U-R-G-E-N, which means to strangle. In fact, they give some examples here. A terrier dog worrying a rat. That is, catching a rat, strangling it, and choking that rat to death. Sounds a bit gruesome, doesn't it? But that's the actual history, the word worry. It was used like that. So when we think about worry, it's the case of us choking ourselves, if you like, or strangling ourselves. But the modern definition today reads very differently. It talks about to afflict with mental distress and agitation, to make anxious. So it's a little bit more up to date and goes on to say that worry implies this goading or attacking that actually drives us to desperation. And I think that many of us would identify with that definition. Now, there are all kinds of things to get worried about. If you don't have enough money, worry about that. And once you get money, you worry about keeping it. And then you worry about where you're going to spend it. We worry about our health. We worry about other things, including the economic situation. What about our jobs? We worry about life and then, of course, our death. Do you know that politicians actually commission survey companies to find out what people are worrying about? And once they find that out, they will design their speeches to appeal to these worries. So if people are shown to be worrying, for example, about pollution, then politicians will talk about that. If they're worried about drugs or racism, they will design their approach based on those surveys. So it's interesting that in Western civilization, we've made all the progress in technology. And yet, in spite of all that sort of technology, science has no cure for worry. But do you know that Jesus actually has? And we'll talk about it again tomorrow. Jesus talked about this in the Sermon on the Mount. Don't worry, he said, about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Heavenly Father, we believe that's to be true. That's your word. That's what Jesus has said. Help us, Lord, to put it into practice. I ask in his name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.